You have been listening to Culture Rich Conversations, produced by the Black Awareness Association of Juneau. I'm Rhonda McBride, here to round out your hour with the weekend weather outlook. A short while ago, I talked with Kimberly Vaughn, a forecaster who is part of the National Weather Service's Juneau forecast team, and she says that we have a lot to look forward to this weekend. Before we move on to talk about what the weekend weather outlook is and what might be in store early next week, man, we had a heck of a dust up this week with winds. I think we had some serious furniture rearranging on some of our porches and decks.
Yeah, definitely was a windy scenario, and the fact that it went on for several days was definitely making it very exciting, I guess you could say. I think at this point, most people are just happy if they know where their garbage cans are.
Yeah, or if their furniture didn't blow away off their deck. But in any case, one of the things that I think people wonder about when we get weather like that that kind of shakes us up is, what is the cause of it?
Well, the wind basically occurs because the atmosphere is trying to reach equilibrium. So you have high pressures and you have low pressures. And as those move, the wind is trying to basically find its happy place. So depending on where those highs and lows are in relation to each other, depends on the wind velocity. So the closer that they may get together actually squeezes the what we call isobars, which are helping us show where the wind flow is and the pressure gradient. And so what happened is we ended up with a low down in British Columbia area with a high in the Gulf. And with that, it kind of did a little bit of a squeeze over the coast mountains going perpendicular. And so it was forcing all this cold, which also helps us, cold air coming across the coast mountains from east to west. And as they go through those channels, it's like taking your garden hose and squeezing, you know, putting your thumb over the top there, and the water comes out faster. Well, that's what's happening with the atmosphere, is that all that air, same volume of air, is trying to get through those channels, and that increases their velocity. So that out of interior passes becomes impactful. Now, the other thing that happens with that is that we have that cold air that rushes across the mountains and then falls dramatically down the mountains, causing those strong winds that downtown Juneau and Douglas usually, which we refer to as like the Taku winds.
So does the presence of mountains kind of contribute to the strength of the wind pushing through?
So the mountains themselves aren't necessarily changing the synoptic pressure systems, but they're definitely causing more local effects and the dynamics of the weather pattern. So certainly, if the coast mountains didn't exist and the elevation between Juneau and parts of British Columbia or the Yukon were just a couple hundred feet, our weather would be much different.
Interesting that the mountains also add to the drama that we experience.
But they give us more wind typically, but they also protect us from a lot of thunderstorms. So can think of it, you know, there's always the good and the bad.
Well, if it weren't for the winds for those earlier days this week, we would have totally enjoyed the bright sunshine, and it's nice that they've begun to subside. What's ahead for the weekend? Are we going to continue to enjoy these glorious days?
We are. For the most part, we're still looking for sunny skies during the day and clear nights at night, although we are looking for some chances of maybe some marine stras moving in overnight, kind of Friday night and into the weekend, which could bring us, of course, some cloud cover and also maybe a slight chance of some drizzle, but nothing real significant. And for the most part, by the time we get to Sunday, we should be done with that and back to sunny skies. So one of the things also, because, you know, anytime it's clear skies in the southeast, we want to go out and check out the aurora. So that is still, the probability of aurora is still looking pretty good as well as we have the lack of clouds.
I have heard that people have seen them out because we haven't had the clouds, and I guess coincidentally, there's a lot of aurora activity right now, some magnetic storms. So I'll have to make sure I stay awake and stick my head out the door periodically.
I wish I could stay awake long enough, but I think some people in Juneau, I'm so thankful that people share their wonderful photos of that because I usually sleep through them.
So as far as temperatures go, it seems like we are a month where the temperatures gradually increase and they just kind of get momentum, but it is for a while an up and down kind of thing, but the trajectory is towards warmth.
Most definitely. You know, April is really where we start seeing the sun angle changes enough where you can actually tell that it's getting warmer during the day. So over the weekend, we're probably going to see temperatures in the kind of mid to upper 40s. Although overnight lows, we're going to have to watch those because those are definitely going to dip below freezing. So just remember, it's still early spring and the growing season has not started yet.
So there's still a chance for frost, possibly.
Yes, yeah, frost and definitely wanting to keep all the, you know, tender plants under cover and protected overnight.
Well, thank you so much, Kimberly, for giving us some things to chew on in our weekend weather outlook. Kimberly Vaughn, who is a forecaster with the National Weather Service team in Juneau. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.